teeth and would be worth a small fortune. Just after World War I, my grandfather, in the picture, was part of the U.S. Army Signal Corps, and he worked on developing the first radio communications with aircraft of any kind. And so I thought you might be interested. What you see pictured there is indeed some of the very earliest radio equipment in the world. So that is history. Thank you very much, my friend, and I'm glad that I could share it with the audience. So thanks, Mike. Now, do you recall that last night I read a story from Whitley Strieber's Unknown Country about Bob White? Bob is a 73-year-old man who had an encounter, who had a pretty close encounter, and had an object drop something, which he was able to recover. There have been a number of tests done on it, and as a matter of fact, today I got the following email. I am Dr. Robert H. Gibbons, Executive Director of the Museum of the Unexplained in Reed Spring, Missouri. Bob White does not use a computer. This man who found this object and had the encounter. So I do all his emails for him. He wanted me to email you to tell you we have heard that you talked about the Kansas City Star article and Bob's UFO object on your program last couple days. And so I had emailed your website with no effect. At any rate, we've connected now. So in a moment, instead of hearing me read the story as you did last night, thanks to Robert H. Gibbons for the email, we've got Bob White right here, and he can tell you all about this in his own words. And by the way, we've got a photograph of the object that Bob recovered on the website right now. You might want to go up there and take a look.